Good morning. I did a wedding one time for a young couple, and it was outside, and you know it rained. And they was discouraged, but I kept encouraging them. That added to the adventure. That added to the memory. And think about here this morning. You know, the lights go out, so it kind of wants to disrupt our routine. And our routines need disrupted every once in a while. Don't you agree with that? I'm glad for everyone that come out this morning. I'm praying I can get this out, what God has for us this morning. Because I got these way a lot last night, but he's really opened my mind this morning a bit. So I'm just going to ask you, you know how, because it's cold right now. It's cold, and you know how when it's cold. But my example is, I don't start my car and let it run. I'll go out and get in it to go to work, and I'll spray some stuff on the windshield, and I'll take off. About right here, I start warming up. And you know how you look forward to that? You know how good that feels when that warmth sets in? You know how good it is when you jump in bed and you're cold and you wall around there a little bit and you find that snuggy spot? How good that feels? Well, I want to talk about the knowledge of God here this morning. And I thought a lot over and over about the knowledge of God and that, how that feels to me in this world of torment and turmoil we live in today. To come and hear the knowledge of God, to come and see how it's applied to my life and the hope that lies out there, that warmth of knowing about heaven, of knowing Jesus died for my sins. Jesus made a way of knowing all that. In spite of all that's going on, when I feel cold and maybe scared, a lot of folks are scared in this world today. But to focus on Jesus Christ, to focus on the Word of God, to focus on the hope that lies therein, that gives me a bit of warmth. That makes me feel like I'm in that spot in that bed where it feels warm and comfortable and safe and secure. And then here's where God really opened my eyes this morning. I'm going to ask you all a question. How is your knowledge of God? How we ask yourself that today. Is your knowledge of God biblical based, or is it hearsay based, or is it made up in your own mind based? And that's all out there. That's all going on rampantly right now. The church has been infected a bit. We got to look within ourselves right now, each one of us, how is your knowledge of God? And then to put it in another perspective, how is your knowledge of the knowledge of God? Now, we know we can't obtain to know, to think, to have the mind that God has. But we can seek through His Word the knowledge that reflects the person of God, the knowledge of God. So, as we're going on, and here's where it come together this morning. I look around at all the babies. All the babies, even the ones still in wombs that is sitting among us. And to remember that these youngins, this fella here, what are you, 12, 16, 21? What?
36.
About 12, right? 12. Olivia's 12. We got a generation now, and if we look and we see in the world, just look at the world through human eyes, do you see the knowledge of God out there anywhere? It's being distorted very, very much. I see a lot of scary things about And nothing against teachers. I thank the Lord for our teachers. But I see videos of them taking on their own rules in the classroom and teaching our young babies, our little babies, about things that they shouldn't need to know about in their childhood, let alone in their adulthood. Do you agree? Amen. That's right. Amen. So, I'm thinking about the knowledge of God is important for us to know so we can pass it on to this young man right here. Yeah, that's okay, buddy. That's all right. That young man right there and that young lady and all around the room. Look at all the babies. Look at all the influence, the potential influence we can have. And I'm talking to you guys. I call you babies because when you get old and grandkids, all your grandkids are babies, right? Always be your babies, right? Always, always. So the value of the knowledge of God is being wasted in our societies today. And it's up to us as the church body of Christ, the local body of Christ. I'm not going to touch the people in California, but I can touch the people right here. You know, I pray that the spiritual leaders and the Christians that are seeking the knowledge of God can share it to their youngins in California, because there's babies in California just like ours. It's a big, big deal in this world right now, and we've got to grasp the knowledge of God for these babies. We got to tell these children, premarital sex is wrong. We got to tell, oh, Jamie, what'd you say that for? That's in the Bible. That is the knowledge of God. It's not acceptable. It is not acceptable in the eyes of God, no matter what color the world paints it. We've got to stand strong. So, with all that said, and with this whole lesson, everything I preach about this morning, focus on them babies. I'm thankful that we had parents that taught us about the knowledge of God. Yeah, we seek the knowledge of the world and banged our heads and chased our tails and all that stuff. But we knew the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is not prevalent in the world today. The knowledge of God is not respected in the world today as it was back in the day. If you look back, even in our childhood, I see Mr. Lita there. She's probably the maturest one in the room, maybe, I don't know. But she has saw so much change. She has saw the form of dysfunction in the church, and it has intervened in as the world has intervened into the church. People that didn't go to church or nothing, they still respected people that go to church. They still respected the church building. They still respected God and His ways. That is gone. So listen what it says in the book of Hosea. Hosea. We already use that very much. That's one of the minor prophets. And it's closer to Matthew than it is to Genesis, if that helps you find it. Hosea, be reading chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. If you would, when you find it, stand, and we'll, in honor of God's word, those who are able. Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 says, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." Look at our country, folks. I'm comparing America to Israel. I'm comparing America to Israel. And listen to what's going on at the time in Israel. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out. and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the fields, with the fowls of the air, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Listen right here. My people are destroyed. For what reason? For the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected the knowledge, I will also reject thee, and that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Thy children. Think about your children. Who does not love their children here? And I dare you to hold your hand up. I had a guy say, heard him say, that kid acts like something only a mother could love. I know you love your kids. You may be seated, I'm sorry. This today is all about our children, folks. Our children that's growing up, whether they're in college, whether they're 36, like this one is up here, whether they're in middle school, grade school, babies, or in the womb. This morning is a focus on our babies. One of my babies right there, she's 29. I think she just turned 40. Yeah. But she's still my baby. She's still my girl. When she hurts, daddy hurts. You know what I'm talking about. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So are we going to stand by and let this world devour our children? No, we're not. We've got to stand and stand firm. We got to know the knowledge of God. So what can you do to help protect your children? Of course, they'll stand on their own one day, but you got to relay the knowledge of God. And for you to relay the knowledge, for you to relay the truth, you must know the truth. And where is the truth? Sorry. And where is the truth found? The source is the Word of God. The knowledge of God. I can't emphasize enough. Man, and I never thought nothing about the babies till I got here this morning. And heard them all. And looked around and seen them all. And realized a generation of babies is the ones that are teaching our babies today. And it's pretty, if we ain't careful, it's pretty messed up. They're the ones that are our leaders today. They're the ones that maybe our president, our vice president, our governors, all of them. Do they govern with the knowledge of God? Or are they governing with the knowledge of man? That's why there's value in the knowledge. Hosea, in this message right here, he was addressing the northern kingdom of Israel at the time because they had fallen into idol worship. And I'm reading a book called Return of the Gods, and America is doing it. Exactly what Israel did back then. I'm telling you, if you get the chance, read the book. And it's biblical. It's not a fairy tale, but it is in direct comparison. If you laid them side by side, our country right now and Israel when it was falling away, they are doing the exact same thing. They are worshiping the exact same idols and false gods. Oh, that's just a whole bunch of stuff. Man, I told you the other day, if you believe back, you got to believe forward. If you believe Moses, how miraculous was Moses parting the Red Sea? Call that pretty miraculous. Would you call that a fairy tale? No, idol worship is not a fairy tale. Idol worship is real. Idol worship is in the Word of God. And if it was a fairy tale, it wouldn't be in there. He goes to describe the conditions that was going on. And after I describe a few of these, you're going to see the direct comparison in today's America. He goes on to describe conditions, the first one being sexual perversion. I think that is front and center, one of the hugest problems there is. The one that's it's so far out there, it's like incomprehensible, and yet we're supposed to accept it as normal. That is, if we didn't have the knowledge of God, we wouldn't know that. Those folks out there that grow up, good people, whatever they might be, that don't have the knowledge of God, know that's wrong. They say, oh, just whatever. Don't bother me with it. It's wrong. I hope you agree. And if you're offended, praise the Lord. We need to be moved. We need to be shocked with a shocking collar, I guess. I can't think of a better word. But we got to realize what's going on around us. And who's suffering the most? Who's going to suffer the most? Our babies. Our babies. Look at that right there. Belinda's just hugging Laura right there and protecting her. But there'll be a day. There'll be a day that can't be. Could be tomorrow. Could be next week. And Laura, if she has not had the knowledge of God, even instilled in her at these young ages. How many of the youngins you see that don't think they're paying attention, but yet when they say the Lord's Prayer, they'll be sitting there saying it with us? They're hearing it. I told you last week how Isabella, after church, Greg come by and said called me brother, and she wouldn't stop asking me why he called me brother until I sat down back there and explained to her what that meant. They hear. They're learning. As aggravating as we can get with them. Huh, Mandy? Amen. Amen. That's right. They got to know. We got to teach them. We got to tell them the lies that's going on. Do you believe, does anybody in here trust in any form of government right now? No. If they're honest, it makes you wonder. And most of them's not honest, and we know we don't trust them. The lies. I talked about the idols. And that's going to be another topic at another time, but I think we really need to study about idol worship and see just what it entails. And it's just not necessarily worshiping that. Because that's just a thing. There's evil spirits. Yeah, that's another time. Think about that. Following every new thought that blows like the wind. I thought of you, Linda, the situation there. And that's happened. And it's easy, would be easy for us with this thing. This thing that could be a tool. It's like I heard Larry Burkett say, he was a financial advisor. I heard him say one time, money is a great tool. Your phone, your handheld phone is a great tool to communicate, maybe to learn some information. But it's a terrible master. You see people just standing on the street corners in Ripley, walking. I don't know how people don't get run over. I mean, seriously, they run into stuff. Guy on his bicycle one day. I'm telling you. Yeah. And people driving. You know, how many accidents that we've not heard of have happened because attention to the idol in your hand. Pooh,
James, they're going to run you off. Well, Dave's the pastor. I'm just second string. I'm disposable, I guess. But anyways, Romans 11:33. Romans 11:33 says, "Oh, the depths of the riches of both wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." It's talking about how strong and powerful and beyond. How do I want to see the depths that we can go? But we are to continually seek the knowledge of God. And I'm going to preach to these youngins here in just a bit. And I'm going to tell some truths that the world is not telling them. And I'm going to tell them what their future lies without the knowledge of God. We'll come back to that. It says, that's where I'm going to do it right now. Children, you've got to know who God is. Do you think you know who God is, Trenton? Mandy, Livy, Izzy? I go through the list. Do you youngins who can comprehend a bit know who God is? Do you know He created everything? Do you know that? That's in the Word. That's the Bible. That's not Jamie passing on hearsay. You got to know ye must be born again. You got to know it. You got to know that you're guilty. Well, how am I guilty? I never done nothing. I never stole nothing. I never robbed anybody. I never done this. I never done that. You ever had a bad thought? You ever steal a pencil? I stole pencils in the second grade. I did. Bad, bad, bad. Guilty. Guilty. But you know, I was guilty because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. The Bible tells us sin passed from one man unto all men. For all have sinned. Do you understand this? Listen up, youngins. Listen up. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's all of us. That's you too. And me. I had to learn that. I had to understand that. I had to accept that. Back when I thought, well, you're going to come to an age here for long, you're going to think you know more than her. We're there. You're there. Yes. You'll say, let me advise you. You don't.
I know.
The old saying, the older you get, the smarter your parents were. Prime example right here, huh, Rod? No, he won't admit it. He was mom's favorite anyways. But the point is of the morning thing, the value of our children. Because we can let the world keep teaching them. We can let them keep doing what they're doing on the videos, in the schools, whatever. But if we don't take hold of our households and teach our children right from wrong, because the world's saying wrong is right and right is wrong, but the Word of God says right is right and wrong is wrong, and it's very clear there is no substitution for the standard of God's knowledge. I hope you're hearing us, youngins. You hear me, Izzy? You hear me? Yeah, I see heads turning. All right. All right. We got to know. We got to know. If we want to get to heaven one day, we got to be born again. We got to accept Jesus as our Savior. The verse says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, as youngins, we learn a lot about the baby Jesus lying in the manger. But Jesus grew up to be the man and took the torment and hung on that cross. That cross is a sign of sacrifice. That cross is not a just a fiction, not a thing you stand up for decoration. That cross shows the torment and the hell that Jesus went through for you and me. He suffered. He shed real blood. It wasn't fake blood. It's real blood. They put that crown of thorns down on his head and it poked him. They stuck a spear in his side. Hey, youngins, you hear me? Youngins, they stuck nails right there, real nails. Real nails, not pretend nails. Real nails, and they drove him in there with a hammer to die for you. Youngins, to die for you and me. Seek to learn the knowledge of God. Hosea, back to Hosea again real quick. Hosea 6, first three verses. Listen closely. I've read this before, but I never read it before. Says, come and let us return unto the Lord. Okay, you hear me this morning, church? Let's return unto the Lord as a local congregation. Be the start of seeking the knowledge of God. Says, come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten, and he will bind us up. And after 2 days will he revive us. And what does it say he did on the third day? He will raise us up. Who rose from the grave on the third day? Do you know, Trenton? Huh? Say it. Jesus. That's right, son. That's right. We got to know that that was Jesus that went to the cross. That Jesus went to that grave in my place. In my place. He went there in my place. I deserved that. But he says, Jamie, I love you. He says, Trenton, I love you, buddy. I love you. Olivia, Izzy, Burrhead, the singer. Xavier, Laura, that pretty little granddaughter of yours. All you people, I ain't going to try any more names. But he died for those babies that's still in the womb here today. He knew you while you were in your mother's womb. So we know this abortion thing is terribly, terribly, terribly wrong. Young people know that. Don't let anybody convince you that that's okay, that that is female medicine or whatever they color they paint it. It's murder. It's idol sacrifice. We got to know that, youngins. You got to know that. Then, after 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Do you look forward, man? Do you look forward to heaven?
Amen.
Whew, if you don't, what's up? What's up? You want to stay here in this mess? You want to... As you get older, you older folks will know what I mean, and I'm starting to learn it. Things that used to happen slow happen fast, and things that used to happen fast happen slow. Heaven. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Makes me think of that living water that we can have abundantly, that flows from the throne of grace. A couple more real quick. Proverbs 8, 1 through 11. I'm going to read a lot of scripture right now. Listen closely, because it is fully compares to our situation today. Proverbs 8, verses 1 through 11 says, doth not wisdom cry, and to understanding put forth her voice. She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the pass. She cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom. And ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. Now remember what he's saying right here. Remember, youngins, the word of God. Listen up, Olivia. Listen up. It's important you listen right now. Just focus on Pap for just a bit. Okay? Thank you. It says, hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Do you want to learn right things? Do you want to build a right foundation? You build it on the word of God. For my mouth shall speak truth. God's word is nothing but truth. And wickedness is an abomination of my lips. And he hates lies. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. That's the knowledge of God. That's just a piece of God he's showing us right now. Showing us his knowledge, his mind. He says, they are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Now listen, the world wants us to gather up stuff. We think gold is the most important thing to have. Money, riches. Youngins, it's not. You will learn through your life that those things that bring happiness that you get from a store or order or whatever, it will wear away. It will go away. You probably forget what you got for Christmas. That stuff fades away. We can't set our sights on gold and silver or things. Put your focus on God, because you know what? It'll be the same tomorrow. God will be the same the day after that. God will be the same the day after that. Right now, your stock market, your money's right here, and it's going to be worth less tomorrow if it keeps falling, and less after that. If you put your faith and trust in that, what's happening? It's going away. It's going to let you down. But faith in God, faith in the creator of all, faith in the giver of life, the source of truth, never fades. Amen. It'll never change. It'll go away and never go away. It's consistent as we go on. We'll never have this moment right here again. Never, ever again. But God knows our next step. God knows your future, youngins. He knows where you'll be in 5 years. You think you know where you'll be in 5 years? I remember thinking I knew where I'd be in 5 years. I didn't know where I was at the time I was thinking that. You know? Last one. 2 Peter, verses 13 through 18. Says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth whereon dwelleth righteousness. Do you look forward to that? There's nothing on this earth to look forward to. Nothing. We may not see tomorrow, folks. Youngins, you may not see tomorrow. That's the reality of everything. That's the reality of it. I don't mean to scare you, but I want you to know you're guilty and you need the Lord. He is your only hope. He is the only foundation for which the rest of your life can stand and stand firm, because it was built on the blood of Jesus Christ. It's built on something that is not going to founder. It's not going to change. It's not going to go away. You see all the changing going on in the world today. That's just fluctuation. I'm learning right now, there's a scripture in there that says nothing new under the sun. And what I'm seeing after reading this book I've been reading, what I'm seeing right now happened to Israel back then. And what caused it? They turned their back on God. They lacked knowledge of God. They didn't seek knowledge of God. I'm telling you, youngins and adults alike, the value of the importance of the adults is to teach them youngins. And the importance of the youngins is you're going to be in the pulpits one of these days. You're going to be teaching other youngins. You're going to be accountable for other youngins as we are accountable for all of y'all. We are. We are. You're all our children. You are. Says, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot or blameless, trusting in Jesus. We learned about the priesthood of Melchizedek, that Jesus was the only one that was perfect. That's where we got to go. You got to know Jesus. You got to accept what Jesus has done in your life. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul. This is Peter, and he's talking about Paul, who wrote many of the epistles. Also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. And also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. Don't worry about it, youngins, if you don't understand it. But you will. Seek it. Seek the knowledge of God, and he'll give it to you when you're ready. He'll show you by the Holy Spirit. You accept Jesus as your Savior. You know, the Word of God says he will come and come in to you and sup with you and you with him. That means he's within you. The Holy Spirit will indwell you, youngins. And he will guide you. And he will direct your paths. And it's hard to understand. Which they that are unlearned or unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. I grew up in a church. I was raised, mom and dad, you know, they taught us about God and the Bible and Jesus and this and that and this and that, but I still went my own way. That's what he's telling me. He's telling me right there, Jamie, seek the wisdom, seek the knowledge of God, and don't try to seek the knowledge of the world, because the world is going to defeat you. The world is going to eat you up. It's going to paint this beautiful picture for you to come to, and it's going to devour you. Youngins, it wants to devour you. It wants to ruin you. It wants to destroy your life. Seek the knowledge of God. Seek Jesus and him crucified. Verse 18, and I'll be closing right here. But grow in grace. What is grace? It takes a long time to even wrap your mind around what grace is. But it's of the knowledge of God. You seek the knowledge of God, you'll learn what grace is. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Again, Blenda's going to give us a song, and the altar's open, and adults, youngins alike, if your heart has been stirred here this day, let's begin this journey on seeking the knowledge of God. I need more knowledge in my life of God to set aside the thought process that I have. Youngins, if you've not accepted Jesus as your Savior, today is the day of salvation. If you're old enough to realize who Jesus is, to realize what He done for you, to know that God is Creator, to believe in thine heart and confess with your mouth, you can be saved right here this morning, right now. And you can have a solid step to your future. But until you do that, you're walking on thin ice.